Welcome. We welcome you on this line in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to turn this portion of the prayer over to Minister Deandra. Have your way, ma'am. Have your way.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about this word on this morning. My topic is I will not quit. And Bishop preached a sermon, quitting is not an option. And I just got a little testimony to go with this prayer this morning. I was really feeling down in my spirit when he preached that sermon. And I went to service that morning, and the Lord, and I came home and I turned Bishop on. And as he was preaching, he was just ministering to my spirit. And you know, sometimes God will put people in your life, leaders in your life, to help resuscitate you in a time when you're down or you're feeling low. And I just want to thank Bishop for allowing God, allowing Holy Spirit to use him the way that he does. I thank God that he's tapped into the spirit, and he might not never know who it's for, and most of the time it's a universal word, but I thank God that it was a rhema word for me that day. And everything that he said in that sermon, he said, you know, that we need to look back, and then we need to look forward, and we need to look around. And he began to talk about our posture and how we, you know, we would just go through the motions. He said, you know, you're just going through the motions. And as I began to look at myself, I saw the things that he was saying in me, in myself, this minister, Deandra. But I thank God for the man of God and the word of God that he gave. And a couple of scripture that I have is being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work, my God, in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Many of the that is Philippians 1:6. But the Lord gave me another scripture, which is Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, hallelujah, he delivers us out of them all. And being chosen by God, my God, as I said before, is an honor and a privilege. And he never said it was going to be easy, but he said that he would never leave or forsake us. And so I'm on this line this morning to encourage anybody that might have been feeling down or in your spirit, ready to quit, you know, not quitting, but just going through the motions. My God, understand that God is always with you. He will always be there. He has always, always, always shown up. And so even while I was sitting there and I was talking to the Lord, he took me back, Ishe God, to the last time that, you know, I felt like the whole kitchen sink and the kitchen was thrown at me. And I didn't, and you know, those times when everything is going on and you're trying to hold on, and every time you look up, there's something else, and you still got the knot tied in the end of the rope, holding on, speaking your word, singing your songs, but it's everything keeps coming, and it keeps coming, and it keeps coming. And he took me back, my God, Minister LaShonda, he took me back and he showed me the last time that I was in a store, me and Shay God. And while I was in, what he showed me was what happened after the storm, my God. He said, but what happened when you got to the other side? When you made it through everything that you thought you wasn't going to make it through, what happened when you got to the other side? And I saw that he had, the blessings were blessings, and I had made it, and I didn't know that I had made it, but I made it anyway because of him. And so know that you'll get to the other side. Jesus is always with you. Let us pray. Father God, it is in the name of Jesus that we pray this morning, that we come together in this prayer service. Oh God, we come together thanking you for another opportunity just to come before your throne. We thank you, oh God, for the opportunity to encourage your people on this morning. We thank you, oh God, that as we look back over our lives and we think things over, my God, you have always blessed us. You have always delivered us. You have always shown us a way, my God. And so we thank you, oh God, that even when our flesh may feel like we're tired and we're fatigued and we find ourselves isolated and all of those different postures that we find ourselves in, my God, we thank you, Lord God, that you show us a way out, that you are the way. And no matter what, quitting is not an option. So we thank you, oh God, that we know in our spirits this morning that no matter what we go through, that we'll continue to worship you, we'll continue to love on you, we will continue to bless your holy name, oh God, because you are great, Shay God, and great things, my God, and you're still doing them in the lives of your people. I pray this morning in the name of Jesus, oh God, that somebody will be resuscitated on this line today, oh God. I pray that you would send Holy Spirit to give a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, oh God. Oh, my God, there is no quitting, my God. We cannot quit, hey God, but we have to continue to press, my God, towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. Oh, no, God, it does not feel good, God, to be in the press, my God. But we thank you, hallelujah, that oil, my God, comes from being in the press, God. We thank you, oh, God, that your hand of protection has always been there, my God. We thank you that we will not be zombies just moving and doing the regular, but we'll do it with our hearts, my God, that our hearts will still be in it. I pray your choice anointing over everybody on this line, my God, your servants, those of us that's been out here in the field, working, my God, serving, my God. And Lord, there are things that disappoint us, my God. People have walked out on us. They have scandalized our names. They have done things to us that we forgive them for on today, God. But it didn't feel good. So we thank you, Lord God, that you're not a God that worries about feelings, my God, but you're a God of truth and love and joy and peace. And we thank you, oh God, and we declare it and we decree, my God, Shay God, if there is anybody that was feeling low on today, God, oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus, that they will not quit, but that they will allow you to resuscitate them through your word, my God. Help them not to feel fatigued, my God. But I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll renew us today, Lord. Help, Lord, to us to find our rest in you, my God. We pray, Lord God, that we will not isolate ourselves and that we won't lose our motivation, my God. Help us to get our mo back, God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Help us, oh God, to get it back, to stand flat-footed and understand that we don't feel any ways tired. Like the old saints used to say, I don't feel no ways tired, God. But we come this far, my God, by faith, and we thank you, God, that in you all things are possible. Strengthen the body on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And anybody that's feeling weak, anybody that was on the verge of quitting or wanting to quit, help us to remember that quitting is not an option. Ah, my God, quitting, my God, in the name of Jesus is not an option. We must, my God, remember whose we are. And you didn't quit. And so we cannot quit. That is not an option. God, we thank you for your word today that tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you have delivered us out of them all, and you will continue to. We thank you, Lord God, that we can be confident in this very thing, that you who have begun a good work in us, my God, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And so we surrender this morning everything about us, everything that we care about in our minds, Lord God. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you'll let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus, that you'll let our minds be focused on the work of the kingdom and not ourselves. Bless us now, God, like only you can. And we thank you, God, for just an opportunity to touch and agree, my God, to lift up our holy hands before you and allow Holy Spirit to have his way. Bless everybody on this line. We lift up Bishop and Pastor Clark in a special way, oh God. We thank you for who they are in our lives, that you're continually to use them to build your kingdom here on earth, my God. One soul at a time, five souls at a time, 10 souls at a time, Lord God. Just let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable, oh God, in thy sight. Let the words of our mouths, my God, and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, my God, we touch and agree on this prayer service this morning that all things will be done in decency and order, my God, and that you will get the glory and that your presence, my God, will fill this line. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You're the living God. Never die, come
and yes, Lord, you are our comforter. You are our counselor. God, we ask that you take control, because we ain't quitting. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you, Minister DeAndre, for that wonderful, wonderful prayer. Strengthening prayer. We praise God for you. Thank you again in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's Pat's turn. Pat, are you ready to pray, girl? Are you ready? Ready? Ready?
Thank God for Jesus.
Yes, thank God for Jesus. Let's go.
I thank God for her testimony. And I have a few I want to give to, and our mind is on the goodness of God. When we look back over our lives, all that we could say, we could not have made it without the grace of God, God's grace and mercy that kept us, that we stay connected to the vine. When we are this, we get disconnected, we cannot follow the word of God. We will fall if we don't have the word of God down in our hearts, our mind, our soul and spirit to lift us up. We need that personal relationship with God that will keep the lamp burning. Just as if the five had oil in the lamps and five didn't. But we have to keep oil in our lamps to work the work of the Lord God, to press towards the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ, that we can do nothing without Jesus. God said in his word, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for the cross, the finished work on the cross, that paid our sin debt in full. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He came in order to heal, deliver, save, and to set the captives free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus. He that have not the word of the Lord God is all that don't believe in God's begotten only Son is already condemned. Lord, but we thank you, God, for a personal relationship with God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus, that we are no longer strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the house of the Lord God. Ourselves are ordered by the Lord thy God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus, that he came in order to heal, deliver, to save, and together all scattered bones together. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus. Lord, that the word of God is free. God, unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection that brought us life. Life through Christ Jesus. That he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. For the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes the will healed. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For God sent out his Son into the world to condemn it. Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. Thank God for Jesus. How the lady with the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus' garment and was made whole. When we have that personal relationship with God, we could be made whole no matter what's going on in our life. We keep our eyes on the cross. We thank God for Jesus. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord God. Thank God for Jesus. We are not babies, but soldiers. We shall win. We can't lose. And we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. That we draw from the word of the Lord God, that the word of the Lord God is nigh unto us. Thank God for Jesus. That the word of God is alive and activated, filled with power and demonstration. Lord, let us hear ye the word of the Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord. That God said in his word that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for pouring out your spirit in your people, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for sending down, God, your latter rain, your early rain, your former rain. Lord, let it fall on earth, Lord. Oh, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, manifest your power in our life, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your anointing, God. Your anointing, God, breaks all the yokes, the burden, sickness, and disease, and strongholds from out of our lives, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for your word, God. Your word is alive and activated, filled with power and demonstration. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for healing us, God, where we need healing, God. Lord, deliver us where we need deliverance, God. Transform us where we need transforming, God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. Lord, let us keep our eyes on the cross, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. He is our way maker. Lord, we thank you, God, for what you already done for us. We thank and praise you for what you're going to do for us, God. Empower us, Lord, to pray destiny-changing prayers, God. Prayers to change lives, God. Dumbfounded breakthroughs, God, that confound the world, Lord, that eyes hadn't seen and ears hadn't heard, God. What you have in store for those that love you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for loving us with the everlasting love to go from generation to generation, God. Thank you, Lord, for being our healer, our deliverer. Lord, we thank you, God, for your word. Your word is life. Your word is meat indeed, God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, God. There shall no man stand before thee all the days of thy life. Just as I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. God said in his word that we should be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That God did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. And we speak those things that are not as though they are in the mighty name of Jesus. We call those things that seem impossible, impossible, God. We have moved on from with the goodness of God from minimum to maximum, God. Lord, thank you, Lord. Mountaintop life, God. Lord, you don't have to move the mountain, but give us the strength to climb, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, we thank you for sharp eyes, God. Lord, that we can see the devil coming before he get here, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Spiritual eyes, we build our house, God, upon the word of God, our spiritual house, our natural house, on the word of God, that the word of God cannot fail, but shall accomplish what it's sent out to do. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus, that we believe the report of the Lord God, the report of the Lord God that says all is well, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. The God is doing a new thing, yes. Thank God for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for opening our spiritual eyes, God. Lord, sharpen our dull sword, God. Not reading the word and repair of a broken shield of doubt and unbelief. Lord, we thank you, God, that we are no longer babies, God, but we are growing in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. No longer carnal minded, but spiritual minded on strong meat. We eat the word of the Lord, God, and we walk in thy paths, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for making the crooked places straight, God. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We are the sons of God, and we walk in the authority of the King, and we sit in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus, far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion, God. And we put on, Lord, the whole armor, God, having our waist, God, girdled about with truth, God. God's word is truth. Sanctify us through thy word, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We cannot fail with the word of God. And we bind up, Lord, every spirit, God, contrary to your word, God. Everything that's not of God. Lord, we thank you for delivering us from it, God. Lord, creating us, God, a righteous spirit. Lord, remove all stony hearts, God. Lord, a heart of flesh, a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of praise, a heart of worship, God, that the house, your house, Lord, our house, God, is filled with the presence of the Lord, God. In your presence, Lord, your people are healed, delivered, set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your glory, God, fill your house, God. Let it fall on every vessel in the house, Lord, in your temple, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering prayer, God. Lord, let us pray, God, with power and authority to cast out all demons, to cure all diseases, God. The sick is healed. The lame walk, God. The blind see, God. The deaf hear, Lord. The mute talk, God. The pedestrians that walk in the darkness, God. Now walking in the light, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. The dead are raised up, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank God for Jesus. He is I am, every work you need. Lord, let us take a stand for Jesus. We stand, God. If we have to stand all by ourselves, Lord, we stand and proclaim the word of the Lord God over our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I turn it back over to the prayer host. In Jesus' name.
Amen, Sister Pat. Thank you. That was a powerful prayer, impactful. Thank you for that this
Thank
morning.
You,
we give God praise for you. Hallelujah. We worship him. We welcome the Holy Spirit on this line. We give him praise. Hallelujah. He's wonderful. He's kind. We welcome him. Hallelujah. Yes.
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Be here with your presence.
Be here with your presence, God.
Fill me with your power.
Fill me with your power.
Live inside of me.
Hallelujah.
Be here with your presence.
Yes, be here with your presence. Live inside of me. We praise God. We welcome him on this prayer line. We welcome his Spirit. We welcome his delivering power. We welcome his saving power. We welcome his glory on this line in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lift your hands where you are and just welcome the Lord right where you are. Hallelujah. We welcome you, God. We welcome you, God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. You're holy, God. Go into the home, God. Yes. Yes, Lord. We welcome your presence on this line, God. Deliver, set free, God. Change minds, God. Comfort, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, people of God, go to our website, ekcministries.org. Again, that is ekcministries.org. Avail yourself to all the material that's there. and it is a lot of it, and we want you to have access to it. We want you to be the first ones to get your Success Academy. We want you to be the first ones to get your fresh word on the day. We praise God for the website. We have put a lot of energy into it, trying to make it nice and understandable, so you all can be blessed by it. So go there, ekcministries.org. While you're there, put in your prayer request. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. Put your prayer request in right there on the EKC Ministries website, and then you can also give right there on that website. We ask in Jesus' name that you give something. How many of you are being blessed and have been blessed all week, I mean the entire week, by this prayer? Something that was prayed, ministered to you. So we want you all to make sure you support the ministry through your giving. You can do that again right there on the website, or you can go to our Cash App, which is $Bishop Eric Clark. Again, that is $Bishop Eric Clark. All right, I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to let Sister Vicky go forth at this time.
Good morning, good morning, and hallelujah. Thank God for the two sisters before me. A new Pastor Lenore, I've enjoyed this service already this morning. I'm joining you from Maple Heights, and my prayer focus is on the thought, even if. In Daniel 3 and 17 through 18, we have an affirmation from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which says, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. The even if mindset shows that we have a deep and long-lasting trust in God, even when we're faced with adversity, disappointment, or suffering. When we say even if, we are acknowledging God's supreme authority and power, recognizing that he is capable of intervening in any situation, but at the same time, we are also accepting that God may choose not to do what we ask, or he may have a different plan for us. When we say even if, it means that we have a faith that is not dependent on receiving a specific outcome, but we lean on who God is and the promises of God. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him, which meant, God, I can't understand what you're doing, but I know you're good, and so even though everything around me is falling apart, I'm still going to trust that you are working out your good plan. Many of us can identify with that statement. I pray that God matures us in our faith to the level that we can continue to trust him in all circumstances of our lives, the happy and the sad. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come today thanking you for taking us through the night and waking us up on a new morning. Some of us may have had a sleepless and even troublesome night, but yet we are here another day with a mindset to pray and worship you, another day to witness your goodness, mercy, and see how you will work things out on our behalf. Your word has instructed us to worship with our mind, body, and souls. So, Lord, we ask you for your forgiveness for sins we have committed, for anything that we've done to disappoint you, and anything that we've done to block our growth or progress in the things that you have planned for us. Lord, thank you for Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the angels that you send to watch over us and help us in the time of need. We don't worship or pray to those angels, but we thank you, Lord, for using them to cover us. Father, thank you for drawing us to you, into your kingdom. The word says that no one can come unless you draw them. Inspire us to be the light in the world that you have called us to be. We want to be a source of hope, guidance, and inspiration for others as you draw them into your kingdom. Father, we are reminded
that from the pastors to the Christians in the pews, you continue to hold your leadership accountable for the standard of doctrine, sound biblical teaching, preaching, and witnessing, and our commitment to a life that reflects holiness. We don't want to have a dim light that causes those who are seeking you to be confused about your call when they observe our behavior and our attitudes. Lord, we fall short of making your will and purpose our highest priority. We tend to make you a part of our life instead of the center of our lives. Even if we don't have a clear picture of what your specific will in our life is, we do know as Christians, Jesus followers, that your basic purpose and will for us is to seek your guidance, study the scriptures for understanding, and to live our lives as the word commands us to. Continue to prick our hearts and minds when we are not striving to live up to the moral and values that you have so clearly given us through your word. Forgive us when we have not been as compassionate with others in their time of need as we should have been. God, move us to start viewing our lives through the lens of a soul winner. Cause us to live our lives and speak words that will lead someone to you. We chase or have chased the things of this world that are deemed important to this world. You do want us to enjoy the fruits of our labor. But Lord, help us cling closer to you, your word, your hope, joy, and love of your people. Father, many of your saints around the world, and certainly on this call, have mental, emotional, physical, financial, and spiritual matters that need your attention, your power, your blessing, your healing power. We think on the psalm that says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. We sometimes feel that you've turned away from us, Father, but you promise that you will never leave or forsake us. So we hold on to that promise. We remind ourselves of that promise and we say, even if you never fully heal my body, even if you never allow us to see our prayers fully fulfilled, even if you not allow us to find someone in Mary, even if it doesn't look like our hopes and dreams will come true, we will keep looking to the hills from which cometh our help. We will keep looking towards you, Lord. We will keep praising, worshiping, and testifying of your goodness. God, you call us to be content. Content is different than satisfied. Content means that we accept our current situation, but we continue to pray and have hope. Apostle Paul reminds us in Philippians 4 and 11 through 13, stating, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. God, cause us to be soul winners for you, Lord. Even if we don't feel like we're knowledgeable enough, courageous enough, important enough, the angels in heaven don't rejoice over our getting a degree, a husband, a wife, a career, a mansion, earthly riches. They rejoice over a sinner being saved. Increase our desire to gain more understanding and wisdom of your word. Wherever we are deceived by man, reveal it to us. Lord, we don't want anything that you don't want for us. Lord, I heard a man say this week that the enemy is not concerned about us having prayer or Bible study meetings or even holding conferences or just plain old churching. But Satan does not want us to bring men into salvation. He stated that 95% of Christians have not brought one person to Christ, and 80% of Christians do not consistently witness of Christ or for Christ. Lord, we know that the value of a man's soul is more valuable than anything in this world. We have to start acting like it. Souls are supposed to be on our minds wherever we are, but the focus of our mind is being interrupted by things and people instead. We are serving man and the things of man more than we're serving or pleasing you. We repent today because our life is supposed to revolve around you, but instead we call you to revolve around the things that are important to us. Lord, cause us to see the distractions that impact our relationship with you daily. Let us be reminded to keep the main thing the main thing. Don't let us allow other people's needs or desires to be a distraction in our worship. Even if we are going through dark times, the valley of death, turmoil, we can have joy unspeakable and peace, because you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Even if thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven in our life, and that will is different than that which we pray for, we will continue to praise you. As we turn from our sins, study our word, and meditate and fast, Lord, prepare us to accept whatever your will is with our healing, deliverance, finances, children, marriages, and so on. Prepare us to be able to say, it is well with my soul. So even if we don't see you move in our life as we have prayed and believed, we will continue to pray, praise, and worship you, Father. We will continue to believe your promises. We will continue to testify of your goodness. We will continue to forgive as you have forgiven us. We will continue to repent of our sins. We will rebuke the spiritual attacks of Satan. We will continue to resist him through the word and music that glorifies you, causing him to sleep. We will continue to believe in your protection against the attacks of the enemy on our mind, body, and spirit. We will meditate, pray, and worship Jesus, and he will sustain us until we have received an answer to our request. Philippians 4:4-8 says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Father, bless all of us that are on the line, and we thank you in our even if. In Jesus' name I pray, and we turn it back over to the host. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
All the other ones, glory of the day. Well, give me your love. He saved me. He came for what the rest of his death came for.
Loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Hallelujah. We bless Jesus this morning. I don't know about y'all, but I'm having church today. I don't know about y'all, but the Lord is on this line I don't know about y'all, but I'm lifting my hands and giving God praise.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about y'all, but I feel his presence. I feel his spirit. I don't know about y'all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
amen.
I am giving God the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He is awesome. The fire of God is burning on this line this morning. Hallelujah. And we bless his name. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. We worship him this morning. We adore him this morning. We welcome the Holy Spirit on this line this morning. Hallelujah. Because living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins. Hallelujah. Far away. We worship him this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. He is good. He is good. He is good. Hallelujah. He is good. He is good, Vicky. He is good. Hallelujah. Even if he don't heal me, even if he don't give me what I want, I ain't quitting because he is good. Hallelujah. We worship him this morning. Let us not be weary and well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be strong, therefore, and let your hands let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. I ain't quitting. I ain't giving up. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him from them all. All of us, life be lifing. Life be lifing. I say it again, life be lifing. And so we are going through, we are just living our life, and here comes a hiccup. Hallelujah. But God is there. Hallelujah. The hiccup is not bigger than God. The hiccup is not mightier than God. We worship him this morning. Hallelujah. We stand on his word. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In your own eyes, it looked bleak. In your own eyes, it looked like you can't overcome. In your own eyes, hallelujah. But through the eyes of Christ, hallelujah, all things are possible to him that believes. I thank you, Jesus. I bless your name. All right, I'm supposed to pray, right? But before I pray, I'm going to ask you all to go to our website, ekcministries.org. Put your prayer request in. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. LaShonda, all next week, we're going to pray for the people. Whoever, it don't matter. We're going to pray for the people all next week. I know I gave you topics. It's your topic, but pray. Pray for the people. Pray for their strength. Pray for their family. Pray for everything about them. Pray for their jobs. Next week, that's what we're doing, okay? But we're going to give God praise on this morning. Again, go to the website. Put your prayer requests in. Give your love gift. You can do that there. You can also do that on our Cash App, which is $Bishop Eric Clark. Hallelujah. Now let's pray. Father, living you love me. Hallelujah. We praise God. We worship you, Jesus. We thank you, God. You're holy. Hallelujah. Dying, you saved me, God. Hallelujah. You died on that cross for me, God. You died. You took those beatings, those 39 stripes on my behalf, God. God, you took those nails in your hands and in your feet, God. God, you took that crown of thorns upon your head, God. We thank you, God. But God, when you were buried, you took my sins with you, God. God, we thank you. God, we praise your name. You were raised and you justified us freely forever, God. God, we magnify your name and we lift you up, God. God, we are so grateful this morning. We are so grateful that you moved on our behalf. We are so grateful, God, hallelujah, that you thought enough of us, God, to save us, God. God, we thank you. We praise your name. You're King of kings and Lord of lords, God. You are the great I am, God. God, you are the mighty one of Israel. Yes, you are, hallelujah, Lord and King of all, God. You are the lily of the valley, God. You are the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. We worship you on this morning, God. We adore you, God. God, we pray for everybody that's on this prayer line, God. Whatever need they may have, God, whether it be a financial need, God, whether it be a relationship need, God, whether it be a job need, God, God, we ask that you open up the windows of heaven and pour them out blessings that they don't have room to receive, God. Don't let the blessing pass by them, God. Let them recognize as you, God. Let them move in you, God. Let them hear you, God. Let them feel your presence, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that a breakthrough now is coming, God. A breakthrough is on its way, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name, God. God, we pray for what concerns them, God, concerns you, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God. We cast our cares at your feet right now, God. God, we leave them there. We don't look back. We don't pick them back up, God, because we trust you, God. We trust that you are going to set us free, God. We trust that you're going to heal, God. God, but even if you don't, God, hallelujah, we still trust you, God. Hallelujah. When I'm weak, then am I strong, God. Hallelujah. I thank you that through my weakness, God, I get strength, God. God, we thank you, God, that through my doubt, God, that you're there, God. God, through my, hallelujah, just adversities of life, God, when life be life, and God, God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would lift up a standard against the enemy, God. God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, God, we thank you that you're lifting up a standard. Hallelujah. You are bombarding the enemy's camp on our behalf. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your great love, God. Overshadow us now, God. Let us feel your love, God. Wrap your arms around us, God. Let us feel your presence, God. Let them feel your glory, God. God, again, we welcome you on this line, God. You are welcome to take control, God. Take complete control, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. Hallelujah. Again, we ask that you move on each individual situation, God. Everybody has something, God, whether it be an ache, whether it be a pain, whether it be a direction, whether it be a job, whatever, a family member, God, a child, God, a grandchild, or even a great-grandchild, God, whatever it may be, God, we ask that you move, God, that you deliver, God, that you save, God. God, we ask that you save now, God. Hallelujah. We move out the way, God, and we ask that you have your way, God, whatever way that may be, God, to draw them closer to you, God. God, so they can hear from you, God. We might be standing in their way trying to tell them of what's going on, God. But, God, we pray in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah. That your spirit and your anointing, God, we'll pull them from the pit, God, and put them in the palace, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that you're changing somebody's heart now, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name. I'm not even going to assume that everybody is saved on this line, God. God, we're going to repent now. God, we ask in Jesus' name that you wash us and cleanse us, God. God, we repent for anything that we have done that's not pleasing you, God. God, we ask you to come into our life, God. Change us, God. Make us whole, God. Cleanse us, God. We accept your son, Jesus Christ's death on the cross, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for your son dying on our behalf, God, on my behalf. I'm going to do it personal. I thank you for your son dying on my behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we repent. We turn from our wicked ways, God. I repent. I turn from my wicked ways. Make it personal, people. I repent. I turn from my wicked ways, God. And I ask you to come in and change and deliver and set free, God, and move, God. Hallelujah, God. God, I pray in the matchless name of Jesus Christ that your perfect will be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. And now we confess your son as our Lord and Savior. We confess, hallelujah, that we are saved in you, God. We confess, God, hallelujah, that you are Lord of our life. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you, God. We magnify you and we lift you up. Hallelujah. Bring us closer to us, God, to you, God. God, give us a revival deep down in our spirit, God. Revive our spirit, God. Revive our soul, God. I heard somebody say this week, take us back to where we first met you, God, to where we first had a relationship with you, God. God, take us back. Take us back to that hunger. Take us back to that thirst, God. Oh, God, take us back. Take us back. Take us back, God, where we just land there and pouring out to you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 All right, people of God, Bishop Clark is coming on the line, on live on YouTube. I encourage you to go get the word. The word is always rich. It's always good. Minister DeAndre talked about the word that he preached, I will not quit. Well, don't quit. It quit ain't an option. That's what he said. Quitting ain't an option. When you're tired, when your back is up against the wall, it is not even an option. We have to press on. We have to endure to the end. Hallelujah. Because the prize is at the end of the journey. We thank God for our bishop. We thank God for the word. We thank God, hallelujah, for this prayer ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, people of God, I'm going to unmute the line. You all can talk or whatever you want to do, but we praise Jesus this morning. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, people of God, you all are blessed.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen, amen.
God, you have a blessed
day.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Have a good day, everyone.
Yes, and
you all as well.
Amen. So, that count number 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 1, 4, 5, 9, 7.